Es el poder que el fútbol tiene. Aquí el único que va a ganar son la región de México, Estados Unidos y Canadá, y también va a ganar el mundo cuando podamos ser oficialmente designados organizadores del Mundial 2026. Este es el poder del fútbol. Good morning. I would like to congratulate all of you to be here today. Definitely is too cold for Mexicans, but anyway. I'll tell you that in my country, passion is religion, and football is number two on the list. And we love soccer. We love to host events, as you said, as you could read. We host the Grand Prix days ago, and for the third time they said that was the most better organized Grand Prix, and that's because people had a great time for three times in a row. So that's the blood of Mexicans. We love to host, we love to share, we love to construct, and that's what we plan to do with our brothers Canada and the U.S. and show the world that we can do the best World Cup in the new format of 48 teams, and that we can have all the infrastructure, the people, the warmness to do this World Cup for the first time with 48 teams participating on the team. More than that, let me assure you that we have been working very hard. We have a special team headed by John, working 24/7 in a short period of time that we have for achieving these goals. And as Peter mentioned, that we have the mid of March, the deadline to submit all the papers, and then wait for the mid of June to get the result. With the help and the work of you guys allowing us and pushing us and telling people, as the survey said days before, that the people in the three countries are willing and happy, and they deserve to have this event for 26. I'm sure that with the hard work of the federations and all the people involved here in this bid, we can hopefully have a good day, the day prior to the beginning of the World Cup in Russia. So thank you very much for having us, for allowing us to do this job for you guys, and I'm ready for questions at the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Decio. Now I'd like to introduce the chairman of the bid, Sunil Galati.
Thanks, Peter. Just touch on a very few points. First, I think we've got everything in place in three countries in terms of infrastructure, hotels, stadiums, transportation, and so on, in a way that no other region in the world could do it, especially with the expanded World Cup. That's point one. Point two, the timetable that we are under is like one that has never been experienced by any bidding country for any major event, including in situations where there's been emergency change of venues, like Mexico in 86, when they hosted after Colombia withdrew. It was a longer period of time. So we're looking at a period of time that's 6 months from essentially getting the specifications to when the bid is due, and a larger event across what could be as many as 15 to 18 cities than anyone's ever done. So it's a pretty big challenge, but we think we're in very good shape in responding to that. And I certainly want to thank the folks that have been point people at the three organizations, because that's gone very smoothly. And if that's any indication of how the tournament could go in terms of running between the three countries, I think we're in great shape there. Third, that second piece doesn't really matter as much as it might in another circumstance. What I mean by that is this isn't going to be a computer-generated program that spits out an answer of what the best bid is. So we've got a campaign. There's 211 countries that get to vote on this. The three of us plus Morocco will be excluded, so it'll be 207. And that's what it comes down to on June 13th, making sure that 104 of those countries are supporting
this United bid. And we'll get into that quite a bit over the next 3, 4, 5 months. And the last piece is that an important part of what we're doing has got very little to do with the sport, frankly. It's a lot to do with the countries. And given what's going on in the world, and has been going on in the world for a while, we've always had a very special relationship with these two federations, the Mexican Federation in so many different ways, the Canadian Federation in many ways, whether it's MLS or the NWSL. So they've been partners for a long time. And the countries have been partners, and there's some ongoing discussions that everyone in the room is familiar with about that. So the message that hopefully this sends about relationships and international relationships is extraordinarily important. And we think relatively soon, and a date to be determined, we'll have our bosses a few times removed in terms of national governments to memorialize that in some way of how important this event is and how important this event can be, the overall relationship between the three countries. And we'll let you know on that. Not quite set yet, but it will be soon enough. So with that, thank you all for coming, and we're looking forward to hosting a great event on June 13th, right after the announcement is made.
Thank you, Sam. I'd like to introduce the Executive Director of the United 2026 bid, John Christian. John.
As was just mentioned, we most recently came back from a trip to Zurich this past week, where FIFA hosted ourselves and the Moroccans to a two-day working session on the bid. And as you heard already, there are a number of firsts here. This is the largest World Cup in history. This is the first time FIFA has formally encouraged the joint bidding, setting aside the 2002, obviously Japan and Korea co-hosted. So we've got some real unique things that we're dealing with this time. And the fact that you're mentioning it's months, I'm down to days. We've got 97 days until the bid is to be submitted in Zurich on the 16th of March. And as with any international event, that brings along with it a substantial amount of requirements that need to be met. And this is a bid. Our bid has to shine out, shine brighter than the other bid that is submitted. So we are doing everything we can to ensure that we put forward the most advanced bid in World Cup history. The 2 days were spent with a lot of detail going through the various hosting documents just to ensure that there was an understanding of what was being asked for and ensuring that we have a clear roadmap going forward before the submission. There was a tremendous amount of time spent talking about the compliance of the bids and the transparency. The FIFA president has come out and made very clear that this is going to be the most transparent bid process ever, and they're going to be releasing the vast majority of all the documents and the bids as they are submitted. The vote that the Congress does make is an open vote this time, so there's a great set of reassurances that FIFA is really managing a very professional and first-rate bid process as we go forward. It was mentioned a little bit about the team. We've got a fantastic team across Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. We're supporting this exercise every day. It is a 24/7 job for us, but it's not just the teams in Ottawa, Mexico City, and in New York. We are supported right now by about 750 people across the three countries, because we have 32 candidate cities who are taking part. And it's not a hobby for any of those cities to take part in this. They have their civic leaders, they have their sports leaders, they have their top business people behind this bid process. So it's a pretty remarkable feat that we're undertaking right now. To that end, a few weeks ago in Houston, we brought all of those cities together to go through all of the alignment around the hosting concepts that we're developing. What the vision for the United bid, all the way down to the city level. Every one of our cities are going to have a vision that they can stand behind for this bid process that's going to connect to our broader United bid. And that vision is going to be measured against very specific objectives and what we can do to start growing the game and increasing participation. And those measurements will start not in the summer of 2026. If we're fortunate enough to win, those are exercises that are going to start in June of next year. So we are really thrilled with where we're at right now. Coming out of Zurich, we feel very good, but we have a lot to do now. We've got to work with each cities, and we're engaged with them every day to go through the hosting documents, to help them, again, ensure they understand them, ensure their city leaders understand what they are, their stadium authorities, their training sites. For those of you who aren't familiar with the way the bids work, when we submit in March, it's not just a document that touches on our vision and our hosting concept, but all of stadiums, our training sites, our cities, all of them have signed agreements that they submit at that time. So it's an extensive exercise, particularly when you consider right now we're engaged with 32 of those cities across the three countries. So anyway, I feel we're in a very good place right now. Lots of work ahead of us, but we've got a very, very strong team. And I think most importantly, we have three countries' populations who are excited and extremely supportive of what we're doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you, John. So you heard from our three presidents, the chairman, the executive director, and I just will throw it out to Q&A. Before I do that, I just want to say this isn't necessarily just about three FIFA member associations. It's not about us putting this bid together. It's about you. It's about 500 million people who we can inspire and change their lives for next generations. We saw it just recently with the FIFA Women's World Cup, what we've done for women in our country. And I'd like to thank all of you in this room who work very hard for this sport each and every day, 24/7, are behind this bid to say we did this for North America, we need it for our continent. And John's absolutely right. The cities are working absolutely hard to make this happen for all of us. And we all need to get behind the United bid because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us. Okay, I will throw it out for Q&A, and I would ask that put your hand up.